It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine and Atchison, where we're getting set for men's college basketball this afternoon in the heart of American Athletic Conference. Benedictine is hosting Park University. We'll be back. We're going to bring you starters, insight, tip-off, lots of hoops coming up. We'll be back right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Did you know you have seven ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Christy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all seven branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Do you have an item you would like to sell or a garage sale you would like to promote? Let us know. Simply write a description of your item or sale in 20 words or less and bring it by the radio station with $5 cash. We'll announce the sale once after the Thursday noon sports report and again the following Saturday morning around 6:50 as part of our CARE Radio Classified. Remember, 20 words or less and $5 cash. We'll take care of the rest on your local radio station, CARE Radio 93.7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Public Address Announcer. He's introducing the starters to the really nice crowd that has made their way into the Nolan this afternoon. Allow me to share those starters with you. First of all, for Park University, aren't coming into the ballgame today. They are a good team. They are 7-2. They are 2-1 of the conference under longtime head coach Jason Klein. And they're going to be starting Rodrigue Marthone. Marthone is a 6-foot senior from Harlem, New York. Out of Rochester, New York, 6'6 senior Corey Reeves. We're going to have a senior from Brandon, Mississippi, 6'3" Quez Williamson. Ernest Miles III, a senior, 6'6 from Detroit. And rounding out the starters, the only non-senior, 6'7" sophomore, Augusto Hausman out of Santa Cruz, Brazil. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Pierre. The Ravens coming in at 7-5 and 1-2 in the conference. They're going to be starting 5'10 senior out of Topeka, 9th-year Scott. Jaden Bristol, the 6-foot senior from St. Joe. Matt Austin from St. Joe. He's a 6-foot senior. You go over to St. Louis, where you will find Eric Cruz, a 6'7" senior. And rounding out the all-senior starting five from St. Joe, Missouri at 6'2", Saxton Houston. Coming into the game today, you'll notice that you are not hearing Jaden Timmy's name. Jaden got banged up a little bit. He is down here in a boot and in street clothes, so getting him well and healed, and we will hope to see him back out on the court very, very soon. This game is full of a lot of really interesting matchups, and one of them is that the Ravens coming in today, they are a great shooting team. Check this. They come in shooting 43.2% from beyond the three-point arc in four games, okay? Park has held their opponents to 28% shooting from the outside. Benedictine, in fact, is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the nation right now. We'll be talking about those numbers as this game goes on, but Park, a team that wants to defend that long shot. The Ravens, a team that uses that long shot to help them put together a nice lead. We'll see how that all shakes out. As we get set to go, the ball is up. Tip of the way, Ravens have it. We are underway. Right, here's Scott, who in the game will assume the one guard position. And that has the rest of the Ravens guys kind of rotating around it just a little bit. Matt goes to the three, Jaden the two. Here's a little back door to Bristol, and it hangs on the rim, and it doesn't go down. That's a bad sign when you get a bunny that doesn't go in on the first shot of the game. Half a minute in. Park with the basketball over on the right side. And he'll dribble it back up towards the top. It's going to be Rodrigo Marthone. Skip pass over to the right side. Shot up off the window is no good, and we got a foul. A couple of free throws coming up here. We'll wait and see for Benedictine. So it's going to be on Saxton. So Saxton Houston foul number one. And the first of two free throws is up and good. Park has broken out on top. They lead in the ballgame 2-0. That is Augusto Hausman out of Brazil. Second free throw. Got them both. Hausman, big guy, hit 5/8 of his free throws, 10 of 16. Benedictine into the forecourt with the outlet pass, and out on top of it will be Bristol and Scott. Minute in now, 2-0, Park in front. Here's Eric Cruz between the circles, back over to the left, now cutting to the right, skip pass down low to Bristol. He'll dribble back to the top, 6 seconds. Here's Bristol alone, a three, nope. Rebound, Park, up the floor, quickly down the left side. The 8-footer from the left is in. And that is Quez Williamson. And Benedictine finds themselves trailing now 4-0. And we are 18.5 to go in the half. Knocked away in the backcourt, stolen. Park coming down the floor with it. They couldn't score on the breakaway, but they'll come in and up and hit one. Marthone with the layup. And it is 6-0. This has been what's happened to Benedictine this season. They find themselves getting in trouble early. They get behind. It's double digits, not uncommon. And then have to find some way to battle from behind. And that is just not easy to do. Here's Nicer with it. Scott trying to skip it down low to Eric Cruz. And Cruz got held on to. Corey Reeves will have his first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ballgame by Park University. 18 minutes exactly to go in the opening half. 6-0, Park in front. 2 twos and 2 free throws so far for the Pirates today. Ravens would like to get some perimeter shooting going, and they've got the best three-point shooter in the nation out there with nice here. We'll talk about that too as the game goes on. Scott with it. Tries to drive in, no room. Back out of top. Bristol's knocked away from Jaden. Picked up in the backcourt. Driving, and Bristol slaps it out of bounds. But it'll be Park basketball, and already Park with a 6-0 lead, and they're going to have the ball in play at their offensive baseline. 17:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine in the home whites with black and red. Park in the maroon with gold. And on the inbound, we get an offensive foul, an illegal screen. And is that another foul on Reeves? It is. And he looks very upset. Corey Reeves coming off the floor at 17:40 to play in the first half. Reeves is one of the leading scorers on this team, averaging 12.6 a game. So for Park, losing him, gets a major issue. He's got to be replaced out on the court. See if I can figure out who we got, who's the new guy out there. It's going to be DeMarcus Hudson, a freshman from Fort Wayne. Turnaround shot, up short, rebound, pulled down by Park. Saxton unable to hit the baseline jumper from the left side, about 8 feet out. And we're 3 minutes into the game. Park has the basketball, leading it by six. Here's a shot from the left. It's up. It's good. And a three for Quez Williamson. And again, Benedictine finds themselves down early, trailing 9-0. 16:50 to go. First half. Cruz for three. No. Rebound, Park. DeMarcus Hudson up with a basketball. His outlet is going to go into the middle where it's slapped away by Cruz. It'll go out of bounds. Park will have it in at their offensive end. Benedictine going to the bench very quickly today. Ahmad Lewis enters the game. Also checking in, Tyson Campy. Tyson is 6'6 senior from Liberty, Missouri. Ahmad Lewis, a 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. 16:40 to play here in the first half. Park brings it in. Augusto will take the inbound pass. Pirates way out on top with it. Defense by Lewis. A little behind the back pass. There was a travel. No whistle. The 17-footer rolls around. No good. Ahmad coming up with the basketball. Here comes BC. 16:20 to go in the first half. Ravens still looking for their first point of the game. Ahmad Lewis around to the left side. Drive to the left side of the free throw line. Here's Matt Austin. There's three. Matt Austin gets the Ravens on the board with 16 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Park around the perimeter. Marthone back out on top of it to come to Hudson. They run very basic motion offense, sweeping. Really, a lot of times you see that motion kind of going from the wing back to each side. They run this thing almost all the way to the baseline and bring it back out on top. And here's a little stumbling in the middle by Park and a turnover. Ravens are going to get it back. Quez Williamson had defenders all around him, lost his balance a little bit, and tried to make a heroic play by throwing the ball behind him, over his head and backward to try to get rid of it, but knowing he was going to stumble and fall and travel. Here's another three for Austin. There it is! Matt Austin, back-to-back three. Matt Austin has gotten Benedictine right back in this thing. It is 9-6 Pirates. 15:15 to go. First half. Park with it out on top. Marthone. We're going to get Smack. Marthone, right side of the lane. Can't get a shot away. Great defense from the top of the key. It's a long two that is up and in. Quez Williamson. Quez coming out of the gates fast. He's already got seven. Seven of his team's 11 points. Ravens down five. It is 11-6 Park. Matt thinking about another three. Doesn't. Skip pass to the right side. Tyson. Back out on top. Matt. That's a really long three. Hits the back of the rim and long rebound pulled down by Park. Here comes Park University. Augusto will have it on the left side. Backing in. Working on Tyson. Nothing. Here's a three from the top. Got it. Wow. The long three from the top by Quez Williamson. He's got 10 already. And it's 14-6 Park. 14:14 to go in the first half. Ravens left side. Matt pulls up. Hits it from about 13. Pat Austin has all Benedictine scoring now. It is a 14-8 Park lead. We go inside 14 minutes to play in the first half. Skip pass over outside the left block. Looking in is Quez Williamson. He'll just pull up, shoot, can't get it. Offensive rebound is forced up and followed in. Count that bucket in the middle for Ernie Miles, his first point of the game, and it's 16-8. And now we have a scrum for a loose basketball and a foul by Park. Foul is going to be on Quez Williamson. It'll be his first and for Park. Now team foul three. Benedict has committed one foul so far in the game. That belongs to Saxton. 13 and a half to go with the first out. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it 16-8. Ravens with a new look out of the floor. Check this. Hunter Schneider is in. Now we get the pass in the middle. A shot is up. It's in plus one. And Benedictine. Coming to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play here for the Ravens and Tyson Cassie. Long look in here. Tyson's free throw. Got it. Ground it in. So Tyson Cassie with a conventional three. It is now 16-11. And we're 13-20 to go in the first half. Driving down the court, so hook pass over to the right side. Park, three. Got it from deep on the right side. Wow, what a shot over there. And just coming into the ball game is Ricard Baptiste. So Baptiste hits the three-point shot. He's a 6'3 junior from Brooklyn, New York. Benedictine again, treading it by eight at 19-11. In the middle, Tyson Cassie for two. It is 19-13. We've still got 12:40 to go in the opening half. A lot of scoring here. This could be a high-scoring game, and if so, that kind of flies in the face of the things that Benedictine prefers to see happen. The drive inside, the dish to the corner. The fake of the three, the pull-up of the two, and it doesn't go in. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be hauled down by Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine on the floor with Bristol, Austin, Lewis, Kathy, and Schneider. I don't know if that five's ever been on the floor together. Driving in is Bristol, right side of the free throw line, comes out on top to Lewis. Here's Matt Austin with it. 12 minutes to go in the half. BC with the basketball within six. Bristol comes back to the right side, Hunter Schneider. Skip pass into the middle. It's going to be bounced into the hands of the defender, stolen away. Outlet down the floor. Breakaway layup is good. Tremendous transition. And two more for Rodrigo Marthone. 21-13 for about the third time in the ballgame. Now Park pushes this lead to eight. They've never had a double-digit lead yet. We're at 11:40 to go in the half. Baseline. Ahmad. Three from the deep right corner. How about that? Ahmad Lewis from outside. 21-16. Raymond's battling tough here. Can we talk about Park? Extremely good team. They do a lot of things well. Here's a long two. Set sail and missed. Rebound is going to be tipped out by Schneider. Picked up by Benedictine. Here come the Ravens. Jaden Bristol with the basketball topside. We're going to get Eric Cruz at the scorer's table. Here's Matt Austin. He'll drive left. Goes in. Doesn't get it to fall, but does draw the foul. Talking about the outside shooting, how about this? Benedictine is one of the best top three-point shooting teams in the country going into the game today. The Ravens are shooting 20.7 three-pointers a game. Matter of fact, in the last 10 seasons under Coach Moody, the Ravens are over 20 three-pointers a game seven times. So BC not afraid to put up the long shot. Here's a free throw by Austin. Up and good. One more shot coming here for Matt. And Matt hitting this free throw will go into double figure scoring. But way, that foul is on Robert Rhodes. Rhodes having just come in for Park. Second free throw good. Austin has 10. It is 21-18. Benedictine and right back to within three. 10:50 to go in the first half. We're in the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. New man in the ballgame for the Pirates. And their running jump shot is going to be up and good. Ricard Baptiste has come off the bench to knock in five. Park has also brought into the game Cody Dortch from Paragould, Arkansas. He is a 6'2" sophomore. Ravens with it over to the right side. Here's Matt Austin. Down the left side of the lane. Goes in. Goes up. High off the window. Can't get it. Tipped up. Tyson can't get it. Followed up. Tyson does get it. Tyson Caffey kept it alive. He's got seven. And it's 23-20. 10 minutes to play. First half. So we're a quarter of the way through this one. So if you extrapolate that, we're talking about it. Teams in the 80s here today. The ball down to the baseline is going to be lost out of play. It'll come back in again to Park with 11 on the shot clock. 9:58 to go in the half. And there is our under 10 media break. We're going to get a timeout. 9:58 to go. We're in the opening half here in Atchison. We're at the Park University Pirates 23, Benedictine 20.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
looking around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the standings in the North Division, William Penn. 3-1, 11-1 overall, number 3 in the nation. Grandview is 2-1, Mount Mercy and Peru are 2-2. Culver and Clark are 1-2, and Graceland is over. In the South Division, Evangel, the only undefeated team in conference play at 3-0. Central Methodist and Park are 2-1. Park, by the way, receiving votes in the national poll. Also, Missouri Valley receiving votes. They are 1-1. Benedictine, Baker, Mid-America all 1-2 in conference play here in the very, very early part of the season. The ball comes in down to the baseline, and Park will bring it in. They lead by 3. Pirates with the basketball. Here's a really long NBA three. It was a desperation shot as the shot clock was about to expire. Not particularly close, and Benedictine coming up with a rebound. Here's Cruz back in with it. Cruz is in. Ahmad Lewis gives it to Matt. Back over to Ahmad. Baseline three. Wow. What Ahmad Lewis does is he lobs that ball. He puts it high, arcing it. It drops in. Ahmad has his second three, and look at that scoreboard. We're tied at 23 with 9:20 to play in the first half. Top side with the basketball for Park. It's going to be Dortch. He'll swing it over to the left side. Down to the baseline, Ernie Miles feeds it over to the middle of the lane. Shot's no good. Rebounding it down to Tyson Caffey. Tyson had a big game today. Rambo had some strong bench play already this afternoon. Augusto Hausman in the score at the scorer's table. And the Ravens are going to turn it over down to the baseline. So we're going to have Marthone, Reeves, and Houndsman, three starters coming back in for Park. Re-entering the game for Benedictine will be Saxton Thuston. And he's going to be in for Tyson Caffey. So the Ravens will lose a little size in the middle. Tyson, big guy. Saxton, about 6'2". 8:45 to go and winding along here in the opening half in Atchison. Park with the basketball. It's a 23-23 ball game. Pirates around to the left side. Look it off on top. Handled up there. Driving into the lane, twisting, spinning, twisting, turning, shooting. Nope. Offensive board, Augusto gets it. Augusta will have his fourth point of the game, and it's 25-23 Park with 8:20 to go. Opening half. Ahmad Lewis into the forecourt with it. Skip pass over to the right side in front of the scorer's table. Taken there by the Ravens, Jaden Bristol. Pirates data player defense, and they're going to say as the ball is thrown to Matt Austin, he begins to drive out on top, and the famous bucket step, and he steps on the sideline in front of the Park bench. Ravens are going to turn it back over. 8 minutes to go in the half. This game moving along at a pretty rapid clip, it feels like. Marthone with the basketball up top, kicks it over to Corey Reeves. Reeves got a couple of fouls really early on. Has yet to score in this game. Now here's a pass over to the right block. And through the lane, a little hook pass, but no one there. Park will turn it over. Ravens are going to take Matt Austin off for a little rest. And back into the game is Nicer Scott. So it will be Boosten and Bristol, Scott, Cruz, and Lewis. That's your Benedictine five with 7:40 left in the half. Ravens with the basketball, trying to get by a pair, 25-23. Beautiful entry pass and an easy layup for Eric Cruz. Give that assist to Jaden Bristol. And Eric Cruz, with that bucket, has his first point of the game, and it ties it again at 25. Baseline from 12, shot misses. Offensive rebound, a three from straight away, misses. Houston gets upstairs, cleans that thing down. Here comes the Raven offense. Over to the left side, it's going to be Ahmad Lewis. BC with the basketball, 7-11 to go in the half. Skip pass underneath. Saxon up, can't get it to go in. He lost the handle on it. Couldn't find the ball, really. And as he was going to the rim, was able still to find himself being fouled. But instead of a chance at a three-point play, he's coming to the line for two charity shots here. The foul is on Hausman. Free throw? No. Saxton Thuston, unable to connect on the first of a couple of free throws. Saxton is not one of the Ravens' best free throw shooters. Not terrible. It's 64%. But the Ravens starters hit the free throw line. That one is good. You've got Nicer, who hits 91, 82 for Bristol, 82 for Cruz, 79 for Austin. So the Ravens at the free throw line are just devastating. Second free throw is good for Saxton. And it is 26-25. Benedictine has its first lead of the game. And the Ravens are going to come back up the floor with it. 6:40 to go. Bristol with the basketball. Over to the left side of Saxton. Thuston looking into the middle. Back it goes to Bristol on the left wing. Bit of a head fake. Starts into the lane. Can't shake his defender. Falls away. One-handed shot. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound, and they're going to say Bristol coming up over the back looking for that board. The foul is going to be the first one of the afternoon by Benedictine's Jaden Bristol. And that is only, can you believe this, the Ravens' second team foul here in the first half. The one early on Thuston and now one on Bristol. 6:15 to play in the first half. 26-25, Benedictine by one. Ravens have trimmed by as many as eight a couple of times, but have fought back, gotten themselves right back in this thing. Here's a three from the top right. Nope. Rebound offensive board, followed up, blocked by Cruz. Here come the Ravens. Ahmad into the lane, turns and shoots and scores. Ahmad Lewis, and he hurt his arm. Ahmad holds that arm a little bit, but seems to be shaking it off now. The ball comes up the floor. We've got lots of contact and a foul. Wait to see what is going to happen here. Ahmad Lewis will come out of the game, and Benedictine will bring Matt Austin back in. We're 5:42 to go in the half. It's 28-25. Benedictine in front. Park with the basketball. Corey Reeves goes over to the left block. Dropping a shoulder, traveling with it. There's the call. Dropping a shoulder, and then some of the Ravens defense just flexed away. And when that happened, Miles kind of tumbled forward a couple of steps. Ravens back up the floor with the ball. Thuston over to his Nicer. BC basically with a four-guard offense out on the floor right now with 5:25 left in the half. Scott and Austin and Bristol and Thuston. Matt Austin over to the left. Back to Matt. It's a three. Oh, yes. Matt Austin buries another one. That'll be his third three of the opening half. And the Ravens are putting together a little bit of a lead now. They're in front 31-25 as we go inside. 5 minutes left in the half. Hark on top with Corey Reeves. Augusto across the baseline behind the rim. Here's a shot from the outside. It is air ball short, but saved down low. Pirates will keep it alive. The feed into the lane. The shot off the glass and good. As that bucket goes in, running out on the floor, Coach Klein calls the timeout, walks back to his huddle, shaking his head. Not real happy with his Pirates. We're going to take a timeout with them. The break at 4:30, each to go, opening half of the men's game. It's Benedictine 31, Park 27.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
So we reached a milestone event as Scott Washington scored a 1,000th point in the ladies' team. We're also now on another landmark watch as for Benedict, and you've got Jaden Bristol. Jaden's just 6 assists short of 600 in his career at BC, so we're going to be keeping little tabs on that here in the course of this or the next game where he will surely get that. Here's Thuston for three. Wow! Saxton Thuston! Ravens push the lead now to 34-27. A 7-point advantage, Benedictine's largest, as we're inside 4 minutes of play in the first half. Parkour on the right side is going to be Marthone. Pushes off on top to Williamson. Back over to the left side, and it's going to be Reeves starting to drive into the middle. You've got Ahmad Lewis back in. Reeves will turn, fade away as the shot goes up. The foul is going to be called on Ahmad. It is his first, Benedictine's third team foul of the first half. Coming to the free throw line for Park will be Corey Reeves. Reeves, a 73.3% free throw shooter, has not had a ton of shots, though. He's 11 of 15 this season coming in today. The shot rolling, rolling, and he got it in. One more shot. Bristol is in, by the way, for Benedictine, and Lewis back out. That was Reed's first point today. This one is good. That is his second point. And the Benedictine lead diminished a little bit. It is now 34-29. Thuston will take the inbound, gets it to Nice here. Back over to Matt. Long cross court, Bristol. 3.5 to go in the half. Matt thinking about the three, then this is a little early in the shot clock. He pulled it back down. Bristol will drive in, goes against the big guys, falls away. The shot won't drop for him. Skip pass into the forecourt. Here comes Park. They move quickly up and down the floor. Out on top, a set shot for three is drained. Knocking that thing in, Corey Reeves, and after hitting a couple of free throws, now he hits a 3-point shot. Ravens lead only by a pair. 34-32. 3 minutes left in the opening half. Nice here, Scott. Just into the forecourt. Heels at the center circle. Looks over his shoulder. Coach Moody now will drive down the left side of the lane. It's up and in. He just said, I'm just going to attack the bucket. And for Nice here, first points today. 36-32. About 2.5 left in the half. Park will work it off on top again. Ravens playing a more, I don't know, kind of a matchup zone, kind of a defense. Ball batted away for the moment by Bristol, but rescued quickly on top by Williamson. Go out to the baseline and leaping way upstairs. How about Saxton Thuston? Saxton has those rockets on those feet. He goes straight up and plucks that pass out of the sky. Benedictine back on offense. 2:15 to go in the half. Matt Austin to Saxton. Over to the right side. Nicer for three. That one won't quite go. And rebound. Going to be saved in. Pirates up four. On the right side with it is Marthone. The drive into the middle. So shot. It's up a block and a chance at three for Miles. So Ernest Miles III has his fourth point. And before his free throw is shot, we're going to have a Benedictine timeout. Let's take a break. 2 minutes to go. We're in the waning moments of the opening half. It's Benedictine 36, Park 34.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return to the Norland Gymnasium, each team is at its respective benches. Coach Booty for Benedictine had some, I think, probably some advice, you know, trying to help out the officiating crew here today. As he was out, I'm certain, maybe outlining some of the finer points of the game. Not real happy with some of the things that he's seeing, or maybe some of the things he's not seeing here. But with 2 minutes left in the opening half and hitting that bucket, coming to the free throw line, Ernest Miles will have a chance at a conventional three. That was the second foul today by Saxton Thuston. You've got Bristol and Caffey on the left side of the lane. You've got Cruz and Austin on the right side. This free throw is up. It is no good, and the rebound is going to be hit back out on top, where Hart will control it down. 36-34. Shot clock resets to 20. Park will take some time off of it. Bring it out on top. Lose the handle for a minute, but then retrieve it. Shot clock at 4. Here's a 17-footer. Nope. Rebound tipped. And tipped again. Pulled down on top. A 3 is launched and hit. The bucket from the top. Good by Corey Reeves. And he started slowly. And now has hit a couple of 3s and a couple of free throws. He's got 8. And Benedictine trailing in the game again. 36. 37-36. A minute 15 left in the half. Here's Bristol. Knocked out of his hands. It's on the floor. And up with it. Could be a little showtime. The layup rejected by Tyson Cassie. Whoa! There was a breakaway down the floor by Rodrigue Marthone. Marthone out of Harlem, New York, was coming out of the left side of the lane. Went up. I thought he was going to just flush this thing down. And Tyson Cassie out of nowhere. Up in the air. Threw that thing out of the gym. Park will have it into the baseline. Pirates with the basketball. Here's Reeves. Push pass over to the right side. Now a 3 from the corner. Nope. Bristol with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Inside a minute to go in the half. Jaden walks it up. Accelerates down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Bristol goes all the way in, kicks it over, back on top. Matt from the top doesn't take the shot. Here's Bristol, steps inside. He passes up 3s a lot today. Here's a 3 for Cruz. It won't go in. Rebound Tyson. Bristol, he'll go for 3 here. Can't get it to go. Rebound Park. They're going to go for the final shot of the half as the shot clock and game clock are absolutely deadlocked. 20 seconds. Park looking to be certain to take a lead into the locker room. They're up 1, 37-36. 12, 11, 10 seconds left in the half. Top side is Marthone. He will accelerate into the lane. High off the window and miss it. Rebound Benedictine with 2. Bristol goes half court and it's off the mark just to the right. We are at halftime. Couldn't be a more exciting ball game here in the Nolan Gymnasium. We'll be back to summarize it for you as we go to the break. It's Park 37, Benedictine 36.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7.
Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Nolan Gymnasium. We expected a great game today and through the first half. This thing is absolutely delivered. Let's recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Park University, Quez Williamson, the only guy in double figure scoring, and he's got 10. It was 8 in the first half for Corey Reeves. Augusta Hausman was a half a dozen, 5 for Ricardo Baptiste off the bench. At 4-piece, Frederick Marthone and Ernie Miles. For Benedictine, pace it away, Matt Austin. 3 threes, a 2, and a couple of free throws. 13 first half points for Matt. Ahmad Lewis came in off the bench, had a great time. Out of the four, he's got 8. Tyson Caffey with 7. Moving down then for Benedictine, it was 4 points in the opening half for Saxton Houston. Matthew Scott and Eric Cruz each have 2. Score is close. Statistics are close. Everything you would expect. Field goal percentage, 48-45. 3-point percentages, 46-45. Free throw percentages, 80%-80%. Both teams are 4-5 at the free throw line. You look up and down the numbers. Points in the paint, identical at 14. Assists, identical at 8. The second half of this game is just going to be absolutely fantastic. No player on either team in any kind of foul trouble. Park's got Reeves with 2. Benedictine has Thuston with 2. But other than that, nothing happening there. With that said, we're going to encourage you to stick with us. Second half coming up shortly here on Care Radio. But right now, with your halftime score, from the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, Park 37, Benedictine 36. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for, oh yeah, another fantastic halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank you for joining us. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7 as we bring you the Benedictine men's basketball versus Park University. We'll be back to the game in just a couple of minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we've got Atchison High basketball this week. On Tuesday, tune in at 6 p.m. as the girls will take on Ottawa. The boys will take on Ottawa about 8 p.m. that evening. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLink airs on Thursday nights, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday brings us to high school basketball again, as we've got Atchison High on the road at Rossville. The girls will take to the court at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Association in women's basketball, we've got some finals for you. Evangel topped Mid-America Nazarene with a final of Evangel 61, Mid-America Nazarene 60. It was Clark over Culver Stockton with Clark at 76, Culver Stockton 54. William Penn topped Graceland with a final of William Penn 60, Graceland 51. Grandview beat Peru State with a final of Grandview 77, Peru State 66. Missouri Valley came out on top against Central Methodist with a final of Missouri Valley 94, Central Methodist 86. And it was Mount Mercy over Missouri Baptist with a final of Mount Mercy 71, Missouri Baptist 64. In the game that we brought you earlier, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Benedictine at 84, Park University 58. In men's basketball, in games that are finalized, it is Viterbo over Mount Mercy. Viterbo had 88 points to Mount Mercy's 69. At the start of the second, it's Central Methodist at 34 over Missouri Valley's 33. Culver Stockton is leading Clark at this time with 1 minute and 57 seconds left in the first, with a score of Culver Stockton 33, Clark 21. Park and is leading Benedictine at this time in the game that we're broadcasting right now with a score of Park 37, Benedictine 36. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 29. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 33. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
taking a look outside right now. We've already reached our high of 48 degrees. We're now climbing downward at 43.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 40%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.06 inches of mercury. The dew point is 21 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature is 36 out there. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of minutes.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday fuels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
With that, Ben, we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Noma Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. These two teams are getting ready to go in the second half of this afternoon's men's college basketball game. Benedictine has come out of the court and just now exiting the locker room and making their way to their sideline will come the Park University Pirates. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, news guy, sports guy, weather guy. Need something fixed, light bulb plugged in. You can do all that. Joseph taking care of us, and thank you very much, sir. Tom Council at your court side. First half of the ball game was, as we talked about during the exit of the first half conversation, this is as close as the score would have you believe. 37-36 is the score. Up and down percentages are within one or two throughout. For Benedictine, say what? We saw a couple of guys who I thought had come in off the bench and done some really nice things. I thought, even in limited playing time, Hunter Schneider had come in, gave the Ravens a little something that they needed in the middle while coach was making some other adjustments. Hunter did a nice job. And then I thought, really nice job by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad came in 12 minutes, scores 8 points, 3 of 3 from the floor, 2 of 2 three-point shooting. Had a couple of rebounds and assists, and I'd say what, I thought that it was just an outstanding bit of playing time for Ahmad Lewis. So we'll see how he continues to contribute to this team as we go to the second half. Also, I thought a really outstanding job in the first half by Tyson Caffey. Tyson really established himself as an imposing figure in the middle. Tyson is a big guy, big wide body, tall, strong. Ended up the first half with 12 minutes played and 7 points. He was 3 of 4 shooting the basketball, 1 of 1 at the free throw line with 5 rebounds and assists. So he also had, no personal fouls. So I think Tyson had an absolutely outstanding first half as well. That all said, the second half is how this thing is going to unfold. And the Park defense has been tremendous all season. And Park defense forces the most turnovers per game out of any team in the conference. They are forcing 17.9 turnovers a game. Benedictine, well, just under that right now with 7 turnovers in the first half. So that said, Park is, high in the national ranking with forcing that number of turnovers. And for the Ravens, a lot of turnovers in their trip down to Evangel the other day. 23, season-high 23 turnovers at Evangel the other night. So BC looking to see if they can't put all of that behind him. We talked about Jaden Bristol. Well, Jaden has 3 assists now. Now he's only 3 assists away from 600 in his career here at Benedictine. Park is the first team to leave its sideline and come out on the floor. And it would appear, let me check real quick, it looks like their original starting 5. Marthone, Reeves, Williamson, Miles, and Houseman for Benedictine. Scott, Bristol, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. Possession arrow to Park, and we are underway in the second half. Another game is going on out of conference at this time as the officials stop playing, getting the clock where they want it. Evangel's at Mid-America this afternoon, Clark at Culver. All these games going on at the same time as this one. Penn at Graceland, Grandview is in Peru, Nebraska at Peru State, Center Methodist at Missouri Valley. Here's a little hook shot underneath this up, but it will not go in for Augusto. BC coming up with the ball, coming into the forecourt with it is Matt Austin. Just underway in the second half. This is the Ravens' first possession. Bristol will drive it around to the left side. Can't get to the baseline. Breaks it back out on top. Skips it now to Cruz. Cruz backs in. Twists, turns, shoots too strong. And as Saxton goes up, we got a whistle. Now I'm not sure if it's Cruz fouled or Houston who was fouled. Foul is going to be on Augusto. It'll be his second. First foul of the second half for Park. And at the line, Eric Cruz, who has 2 points today. Eric will hit that free throw. So Eric is averaging right at 12 points a game. He is an 82% free throw shooter, and he will miss the second one here. So Cruz with 3 points and 1 of 2 at the free throw line, and Benedictine has tied the game. We are starting over at 37, 19-10 to go. Pirates to the left side, in a power move, and the layup is good. That was very nicely done inside by Miles. Up over the basketball, Bristol, taking it down the right side, across the way from us. Gets it to Austin, back over to Nysir. Raymond's maybe leaning on Nysir and some of that perimeter shooting of his before this is over. Here's Cruz in the lane. The shot is up with 2 socks, didn't get anything on it. Comes up and rolls away from the rim. Back up with it will come Park. Reeves with 10 and Williamson with 10. So 2 Park players already in double-figure scoring. And now we've got a lot of contact. And even though he is on the floor, a foul is being called on Nysir Scott. First foul for Nysir. Team foul 1 of the second half by Benedictine. 18:27 to go in the game. Inbound, lob to the left side off the block, now into the corner, the three, nope, rebound, Park, they're going to rescue it and bring it off on top again, trying to drive inside, great Graven defense, now the feed down low, Augusto travels with the basketball, there you go, and BC's going to get it back. Graven's putting the ball in play, 18-13 to go. And for Park, Augusto will come out of the game. Up forward with it, Benedictine. Houston brings it up this time for the Ravens. He'll push it off on top, now to the left side to Bristol. Jaden, once Cruz gets it there, back in the middle of Matt. Austin drives and shoots and scores. Matt, he is just so smooth as he cuts into the lane, puts in his 15th point of the afternoon to the Ravens. Have tied the game again, now at 39. 17:40 to go. And the ball's going to be stolen. Nicer comes down, up, and lays it in. Nicer's got the steal and the coast-to-coast in the finish. 41-39 at Benedictine. 17:20 left in the game. Corey Reeves will handle for Park right in front of Pirate head coach Jason Klein. Coach Klein has been there for a long time, 17 seasons. Now the feed comes in the middle. A turnaround from 14 is going to be an air ball wide to the left side. It's loose on the floor where Saxton Thuston is going to retrieve it. Benedictine on offense. Outlet down the right side to Matt. Austin waits for no one. Puts up a three and throws it down. Matt Austin is now 44-39. And Benedictine with its largest lead of the half. Ravens have led by as many as seven with about 4 minutes left in the opening half. Here's a drive into the lane and a foul that occurs before the shot. It's going to be on Nicer again. His second personal foul. Benedictine, team foul two. Park brings it into their offensive end as the shot clock is reset to 20. 16:40 to go in the ballgame. 44-39, Benedictine in front. Nice crowd. A lot of students, I think, taking a moment breather as they're studying and getting ready for finals. Now Saxton strips the ball away. No foul called. Nice here into the forecourt. Over to the left side. Matt. It's up. It's in for three. Matt Austin. We got a timeout taken by Hart. We're going to enjoy it. 16:19 to go in the game. The Ravens with their largest lead of the day. It's Benedictine 47, Park 39.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
To 39, Benedictine in front here in the Nolan Gymnasium, but still a long way to go in this one. 16:19 to play in the game. Park utilizing a timeout. Right there, that was just Coach Klein trying to break up that Benedictine momentum a little bit, trying to slow them down as the Ravens were just feeling it right there. Here's a pass into the middle as the shot is up. It misses. The rebound is slapped away. It's on the floor. Saved again by Park. Little power move here. Misses. Rebound by Park. Power move here. The final goes in. They got a lot of shots consecutively before they were able to score one. And Coach Klein is really angry, man. He is, like, yelling at somebody on the floor, and he looked over to the bench and pointed at somebody and just said, get out there. And now the officials are having a little powwow. Something has transpired that I obviously have missed. And I'm watching a game, and I just didn't see it going on. I can't imagine if you weren't watching a game closely, you might have seen that or not. So they are going to call a foul on Ernie. Ernie Miles, at some point, did something to have they foul? Oh, there was a technical foul of some sort because everybody's in the backcourt. So Ernie Miles' first foul. Free throws up for Matt Austin. And good. And it is now 48-41, Benedictine. So Matt Austin will hit the T free throw, doing a little bookwork here. And with 15:40 to go, Ravens have the basketball. Here's Matt driving into the lane. Goes in, changes hands, goes up, hits foul, coming to the free throw line once again. Bishop's coming over, and we'll find from him that the whistle is going to be on Blake Williams. Blake has not been to the game until now. He's a 6'4 junior from Phoenix, averages 2 points a game, and get a lot of PT. Blake Williams averages, you know, about 10 or 12 minutes a game. The free throw by Matt Austin has been good. One more shot coming up here for Matt. That was number 23 of the day. And 24 points already for Matt Austin. 50-41. And now the 9-point lead is Benedictine's largest. But still a whole long way to go. 15 and a half to play in the game. Hart will bring it up the floor. Up the floor with it is going to come Marthone. Ravens are going to also go to the bench. And they brought Ahmad Lewis in. Park will have it on the left side. Comes back on top. A little shake and bake. No room there. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Marthone. Steps inside the arc. Puts one on its way. It's up. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Saxton. To get it up to Ahmad. Lewis down the left side. Top side it goes to Tyson Caffey. Over to the right. The three is on its way for Bristol. Nope. Rebound out of bounds. And it is. Did he make a call? He went down the hallway to chase the ball to the concession stand, but I did not see the call, but I guess it's going to stay with Benedictine. Shot clock at 21 and 15 minutes exactly to play in the game. Looking in. It brings it way out on top to Saxton. Peyton Bristol doing the inbound work for BC. Here's Max. Comes off a nice screen. Goes left side. Pulls up 15-footer. Rebound Tyson on the floor. One. Takes it home. Tyson Caffey continues to have a big day today. It is 52-41. Ravens by 11. 14:40 left. Marthone topside. Ahmad Lewis did a nice job defending him. Impressed with Ahmad's play today. Now it's knocked away by Bristol. Picked up off the floor. The dish into the corner is going to be thrown away. One of the Benedictine cheerleaders kind of flails at the ball madly with a pom-pom. I didn't know, you know, just what was going on over there, but it looked remarkable. 14:20 to go. 14:20 left. Coach over here, Coach Klein, is complaining to the official that when a Raven hit a shot a moment ago, he kind of flexed a little bit in front of the other team. Coach thought this should have been some kind of a penalty. He is not real happy with that. Now, Benedictine back on offense, and they've opened this up a little bit. Park has shifted to a player defense, and the Ravens spreading the floor. They're going to take some time. They're going to look for a little daylight. They're going to look for a better open shot. Matt Austin will drive all the way in. Can't get it. Saxton on the floor with the follow. Doesn't get it. Tyson goes up and doesn't put it in. Tyson Caffey had the best look of all of those as the pit guy went back up with the basketball, but unable to put it home. 13:45 to play in the game. It remains an 11-point Benedictine lead at 52-41. Pirates left side, Quez Williamson. And again, it's Rodrigo Marthone. Marthone, slow, easy dribble to the right side. Kicks it to Corey Reeves. Shot clock at 3, at 2, at 1, and they don't get it off. Do they? Yes, I did not think they had gotten it off in time. That is a shot clock violation. And back it will come to Benedictine. Tyson Campy, Ahmad Lewis, Saxton Thuston, Matt Austin, and Jaden Bristol. The Benedictine 5 and the Ravens are on. Are you ready for this? A 15-2 run. over the last 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Park has not scored in 2.5 minutes now. Ravens are going to bring it in, and now we're going to see Park initiate a full court press. They're going to press the ball all the way up the court. Ravens see that. They're going to make some adjustments. They'll take a timeout if they get it to the midcourt line. We're taking a break with BC. 13-13 to go in the game here in Atchison. Benedictine 52, Park 41.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
These two teams continue to play very similar basketball. Benedictine is 18 of 38. Park is 16 of 38. The difference really has kind of come from the outside where BC continues to shoot well. Ravens are 8 of 16 from outside, hitting half of the three-point shots. Park is 5 of 12, 42%. Certainly a good kind of a number. At the free throw line, the Ravens are 8 of 11. Park is 4 out of 5. But for Benedictine, one of the big things is they're not turning it over. Park with 10. Ravens have committed only 7 turnovers. That means they have yet to commit a turnover in the second half against a team that loves to force them against their opponents. Ravens put the ball in play. We're back to action. Here's Ahmad Lewis with it deep in the left side to Bristol. Back out on top to Matt Austin. Houston. Shot clock at 6. And we're going to get a foul called, an offensive foul on Matt Austin. Matt's like, I don't know what I did exactly, but it'll be his first foul today. And for Benedictine, it is the third team foul of the second half. Team fouls on these two clubs are even at 3. Park will have it left side. Between the circles, it comes to Marthone. Back left to Reeves. Falling away. Shot is up and missing. Tipped out Saxton. Thuston coming up with the basketball, and we're at 12.5 to go in the game. 52-41. Ravens up 11. Back over to the left side. Jaden Bristol. Out on top now, Ahmad Lewis. And again, he continues to do some really nice things. Hasn't scored yet in the second half. Shot clock at 5. 15-footer up by Matt Austin. No. Rebound Saxton. He gets hacked in the middle. Going to the free throw line. This foul is on Parks Rodriguez Marthone. It'll be one foul for Marthone. And for Parks, now it'll be team foul 4. And coming to the line for Benedictine, Saxton Thuston. Saxton is a, where are we at here, about a 65% free throw shooter, 64.3 to be exact. That one is in. So Saxton Thuston, 5 points in the game. We're going to get Nicer coming into the game for Matt. One more shot. Thuston rolls out. So Benedictine extends its lead now to 53-41. We go inside 12 minutes to play, and the Ravens lead by 12. Over to the left side. The kick will come back to the right. Park with the basketball. Quez Williamson drives in, drops a shoulder. A little power move. The official's going to say it's a jump ball. Ahmad Lewis has reached in. This is the process of taking it away. And the official says, jump ball. It is possession, Benedictine. Now we're going to get Thuston out of the game, and Eric Cruz will return for BC. Eric's still going to find some offense. He has only 3 points today. 11:40 left. Here's Bristol with the ball. Forecourt, he'll come between the circles. Goes right side. Cruz, 3. Short. Rebound. Low back down by Park. And they're going to come the other way. Cruz is 0-for-3 from the outside today. Here's a shot in the middle that won't go in, but we got a Raven foul. And free throws coming up for the Pirates. The foul is on Tyson. It is his first foul this evening. And again, as I remarked earlier, the Ravens have committed so few fouls today. 11:27 to go in this one. First shot at the free throw line. Perfect. Nicely done by Corey Reeves, who picks up his 11th point and continues to be perfect at the free throw line, where he's 3 of 3. Reeves' second one. Got it. So Reeves down with a dozen, and the Benedictine lead trimmed it to 10. 53-43 at 11:20 to go. Jaden Brewster with the basketball. He's just in a step of midcourt, way up high, spreading that floor out a little bit. Now Bristol gets picked up by Augusto on the mismatch. Beats the Cathy. Over to the left side, Cruz, the uncontested three. Swish. Eric Cruz. First three today. And it's now 56-43. And the Ravens with 13-point lead. And 10:50 to go. Park around to the left side. Pirates have not really changed a lot. Here's a three from the left. Nope. Rebound taken away by Nysir Scott. Tyson Cathy was in great position. Nysir knifed in there and snagged that rebound. Here comes the Raven offense. Nysir all the way to the rim, and it doesn't go down. That was a beautiful play. I love when you see these guys do that little teardrop. Now Nysir with the steal gets it away to Ahmad. Lewis goes in and up and has his shot blocked away. See the smiles on some of the Ravens' faces out there. They're feeling good. They're enjoying what they're doing. They're having a good time. And frankly, they're playing really pretty well here today. We're about three quarters of the way through the game. 10:16 left. Benedictine will have the ball, leading it by 13, 56-43. On the floor for the Ravens, Scott, Bristol, Cruz, Lewis, and Cathy. Driving in, Bristol comes out on top. Ahmad. Here's Nysir. Back door to Bristol. Up and in! Nice early assist to Bristol with two more. Can you believe those were the first points of the day for Jaden Bristol? It is now 58-43. Benedictine now by 15. And are we going to have a timeout? There's a foul called. And it is on Benedictine. It'll be the third for Nysir Scott. Coach Moody taking a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. We're a little over three quarters of the way through the game. 9:48 to play. Ravens 58, Pirates 43.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Happy to have you with us here on Care Radio with 9:48 to play in the game. By the Ravens in front here in Atchison, 58-43 over Park University. Welcome back, everybody. Benedictine's scoring leader so far this season has been Matt Austin at 14.7 a game. Matt continues to be team scoring leader today as we have him with 24 points so far, and he's still got a quarter of the game to go. So, you know, Matt, 24 divided by 3, 8, you know, 8 on 24. Matt could be in a 32, 33-point game if he continues this pace. Here we go, back to action. Park will bring it in just off the right block, and between that and the baseline, the shot goes up. We have a block called on Tyson Cathy. No, we have a foul called on Eric Cruz. With from Tyson's reaction, I thought for sure, and he's right in the vicinity. Not really certain that that was going to be on him, but it is not. It is first foul of the game for Eric. So Cruz, personal foul number one. Benedictine, team foul five of the second half. And once again, Park coming to the free throw line. And that's how we keep them in it a little bit, some free throws. Stepping up there is going to be Marthone. Shot rolling and in. So Rodrigue Marzone will hit his first free throw opportunity of the day. He's a good shooter, too. 33 of 38 on the season. 80.8% at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for the six-foot senior from Harlem. It's up and good. Saxton back into the game. Tyson will come off the floor. And the Ravens will have the ball in play from deep in the backcourt against tight full court man pressure. 58-45. Benedictine. Out on top is Ahmad Lewis. As the season is worn on, Ahmad has got more and more playing time. Lewis will drive into the lane, and he cannot hit the driving layup. But a great rebound by Thuston. Cross court, it goes to Matt Austin. Matt will drive in, and his cross the lane pass is hit and knocked away. Park will drive down, and they can't hit the driving layup. Why is it none of these teams are able to hit these breakaway layups? I mean, this is relatively elementary kind of play. An upcourt pass knocked away, and a foul on Ahmad. Ahmad Lewis, foul number two today. And as Benedictine picks up another foul, we're going to see the 1-1 come into play for Park University with 9:02 to go in the game. So, again, a very long way to go, and the Ravens leading it here only by 13. We will see Corey Reeves, who is 4 of 4 at the line today. The front half of the 1-1 is good. So Reeves has his 13th point. And the bonus is coming here. Benedictine by a dozen. This free throw is up and it is short. Houston with the rebound. Slips, falls, travels, and Reeves are going to give it back. So Saxton Thuston went way upstairs, pulled it down, and as he came to the floor, his footing just gave away. And so it'll belong to Park. Big break for the Pirates there. Just inside, 9 minutes to go. Park with his possession can cut it to a single-digit Raven advantage. Back over to the left side. And the ball's going to be knocked away by Saxton out of bounds, and no, they're going to say it's off Park. It is going to be Benedictine basketball. 8:53 to go. The officiating crew, I thought they'd done okay, but once in a while they make some calls that I don't think anybody quite understands. I don't think they're maybe sharing everything with all the fans and maybe even the coaches a couple of times as they've been frustrated. Here come the Ravens down the court. Bristol travels with it. So for Benedictine, yet another turnover. And again, Park is the team who leads the country in forced turnovers a game. 8:25 left. Pirates to the ball, left side. The thing is, they cannot be real patient here. They're going to have to start pushing a little bit. Here's a turnaround shot. Nicely off the window and in. Count that for Corey Reeves. It is 58-48, and we've got 8 minutes left. Bristol over to Matt. Here's Austin with the ball, goes on the right side, drives into the lane, steps inside the free throw line, and the shot up rolls to the backboard and forward and in. The bucket is good right there for Benedictine. I thought it was Matt Austin. Matt picks up the bucket, and he is at, gosh, where is he at now? With points. I guess he's not up there. You get a whistle on the other end of the floor. 60-48, Benedictine. The bucket is good by Matt Austin, but this is what happens when I start depending on this a little bit. It's not right. Ravens are going to take Eric Cruz out of the ballgame with 7.5 to go. Foul is going to be on Eric Cruz, his second. And at the free throw line, the front half of the 1-1 is up, and it is successful for Ernie Miles. So Miles, who's not been hurt from in the second half until that shot, has 5 points. He's 1 of 2 at the free throw line today. tying it up. The second one is on its way, and perfect. So Miles has a half a dozen points. It is 60 to 50 as we get a timeout. Yep, Park taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to use this one. 7.5 to go in the ballgame. We've got a game here. Ravens 60, Pirates 50.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
As they come into the day, the Heart of America men's basketball standings in the South Division. Evangel on top, Park at 2-1. In second place, Benedictine at 1-2. And so, Ravens looking to pull themselves up, and Park wanting to stay near the top. And BC right now with a double-digit lead. However, this Pirate team has been very good all season long. They come in at 7-2 on the year. Benedictine, the first team to leave their respective sideline. Tyson Caffey, Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Amad Lewis, and Saxton Thuston. Saxton's going to be down in front of the band, and he will be doing the inbound work for BC. BC will bring it in against the full court pressure. Bristol gets pushed, getting shoved, finally gets it away to Tyson. Caffey's layup is up and in. Tyson Caffey with 11. And it's 62-50, BC. 7:17 left. Now, again, we talk about this a lot, but what is going to start happening here is suddenly that clock is going to start moving very quickly. If Park's not making serious inroads into the Benedictine lead, they cannot afford to just go back and forth and trade baskets. Thuston picks up his third foul. So Park, again, at the free throw line. This will be the last 1-1, team foul 9. But again, what Park cannot do, trade scores. They don't have the time for that. They got to come from behind. And with 7:05 to go, this clock is going to feel like it's moving very quickly. Front half of the 1-1 for Miles, yes. And Ernest Miles, after missing his first free throw, has hit 3 consecutive. And again, he is a 64.9% free throw shooter coming into the game today. But the Ravens have done a great job on him limiting his scoring. Second free throw is also good. 62-52. Full court pressure applied. Ravens pull the dribble up in the backcourt. Now BC will launch it all the way up the floor. Over to the right side. Here's Matt. It's 3. It's perfect. Matt Austin. Wow. You've got to be asking yourself, just how well is Matt playing? Well, I'm going to tell you here in just a second. 65-52, BC. 6:40 left. He's a running one-handed shot. Up and good for Marthone. Park's going to take a timeout. So here's the deal. I'm promising you, as we return from the timeout, I'll just tell you how fantastically well you're seeing play today for Matt Austin. We're taking a break, though, at 6:35 to go in the game. Ravens 65, Pirates 54.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
So let's talk Matt Austin. Right now with 6:35 to go in the ballgame, Matt has 29 points. He is 9 of 14 shooting, and that includes from 3 points, he is 6 out of 7 from the outside. having one of those fantastic days. He's also 5 of 6 at the free throw line and a couple of assists to throw in there. Matt, in only 27 minutes, Matt is averaging over a point a minute in the game. Here comes Benedictman into the forecourt, and we have a huge collision in the blocking foul on Park. Foul is going to be the second of the afternoon on Rodrigo Marzon. And for Park, that is team foul 5, maybe? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, team foul 5. Ravens are going to slow this down a little bit. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Bristow way out on the far side. Now a drive baseline. Gets tangled up there. Feeds in the middle of Saxton. He goes up. His shot is blocked away. Tremendous leaping by Quez Williamson. He comes up with the block. Brings the ball up the floor. 6 minutes left. Park comes up top side with it. Williamson goes in. Falling down. No travel called. Pushing off with the forearm. The shot is up and missing. And an offensive rebound is going to be knocked out of the hands of Robert Rhodes. And back out of bounds is going to come into Park. Ahmad Lewis will come out. Nice here. Back into the game. For Park, Robert Rhodes is out of Granby, Missouri. He is a 6'8" sophomore. Pirates bring it in. But again, you look up, now no 20 seconds gone, 5:40 to go. Here's a driving shot, blocked, followed up and in. So the bucket to Corey Reeves. And it is 65-56, Benedictine by 9, with 5:20 to go. Bristol has it up, top time for the Ravens. I think BC has really spread the floor. Bristol kicks it into Tyson, underneath Saxton, up and in Thurston for 2. Saxton has 7. 67-56. And we're now at 5 minutes to play. Park will take it down the right side of the lane. There's no room there. Saxton, great defense. Very impressive. Around to the left side. It's knocked away, stolen. Here comes Benedictson, and it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Nicer from behind. He did not hear the footsteps of Corey Reeves coming up behind him. The kick over to the right side. The ball is going to be lost in. We'll have a foul called. It's going to be on Tyson Cathy. Tyson's second foul today. And the Ravens, who fouled hardly at all in the first half, have committed quite a number of them in the second. 4:44 to go. Some of the fans comfortable in Benedictine's win, making their way to the exits, I think. I think there's still a ways to go myself. 4:44 left, leading only here by 11. The first free throw is up and around. It's good for Marthone. So Marthone is 3 of 3 at the line. 9 points. Tyson Cathy will check out of the lineup for BC. Cruz is back in. Second free throw, yeah. Marthone will hit them both. 67-58. And up with it is going to be Nicer Scott. Nicer picks up his dribble as he comes into the forecourt. The defense collapses on him. He's able to get a skip pass away. Taking it is going to be Bristol. Jaden way out in a corner near midcourt. Just letting the clock run. Shot clock's at 7. Shot clock's at 5. Bristol goes in. Bristol goes up. Bristol scores. How about that? 4 points is all we've got for Jaden Bristol. Benedictson taking a timeout, so shall we. Joseph is coming down to the finish with 4:13 left. Raymond 69, Pirates 58.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. It's Heart of America College Athletic Conference basketball. Ball comes in. Park will bring it up the floor. Park Pirates out of Parkville, Missouri. A short hour probably from here in Atchison. To drive all the way to the baseline. The falling away shot is not going to go in. And there's plenty of contact underneath there, and we're going to have a foul call against BC. Official's going to award that one to Matt Austin. A couple of fouls for Matt. A couple of fouls for Matt to go with his 29 points. And at the line for Park, as the first free throw is up and in, comes Quez Williamson. Quez has not scored in the second half until that free throw. Had 10 points at the half. Second free throw, up, perfect. Makes it look so effortless. 69-60. Ravens lead as we're inside 4 minutes to play, only by nine. It comes in a nice here, over to Jaden, and again, Benedictine is going to take a half a minute off this clock. Bristol up top. Guarded by Marthone, and we got an offensive foul away from the ball down in the corner. My goodness, it's going to be on Eric Cruz. Cannot imagine what has happened. Cruz coming up the court, really miffed by the whole thing. So Cruz will have his third foul, but offensive fouls are not shot. And here comes Park. Park will go in, blocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Benedictine. So the Ravens may have gotten a bit of a break there with 3.5 to go. That's right, 3.5. Game moving along. Bristol to Thuston. Nobody comes up in front of him, so Saxon says, you bet, I can dribble this thing and drive it up across the timeline, which he does. Ravens in the forecourt. And again, you got Bristol across the middle. Guarded up top side by Reeves. Bristol heels in the center circle, slides to the right. And we got another foul by Cruz. And another lost possession by Benedictine. Eric Cruz with his fourth foul, and they're going to get him out of there. Tyson Caffey comes back in. Eric Cruz is struggling a little today. Four fouls now, and he's got, what, 6 points? 3 minutes to play. Benedictine by nine. The feed across, the easy layup is up and in. And it's now 69-62, and the Ravens are going to start thinking about this a little bit with 2:50 to go. Up four with the basketball. Bristol way up top side again. The Ravens are kind of staying with this. Bristol at the top, literally standing in the center circle. His four teammates lined up at the baseline. So you got, what, 35, 40 feet of just emptiness between them. Bristol launches a shot at the buzzer. It's an air ball. It was not particularly close. And it'll come back to Park. 2:30 to go. So how much do the Pirates have in the gas tank? How much fortitude do the Ravens have? You're going to get Matt Austin out of the game, and Ahmad Lewis will come in. So Scott and Lewis up top side. Bristol and Saxon at the 3-4. Tyson Caffey in the middle. 2:22 to play. Park will go left side. Batted away for a moment. Able to be recovered on the dribble. Turning around. The shot is up. Batted away. It's loose. It's on the floor. Picked up by Saxon. He's got four defenders on him. He's somehow able to finally get that ball controlled. Ravens into the forecourt. 2 minutes to play. If you're any basketball fan, you know 2 minutes of basketball time can take us, you know, until the 10 o'clock news tonight. Here's Bristol. Accelerates into the lane. Misses the finger roll layup. And a rebound back to Park. Pirates right side. That was a big miss. Driving in. As the shot goes up, the Ravens commit a foul. It is going to be on Ahmad. Lewis has his third foul of the game. 1:43 to go in the Ravens by 7, but Park coming to the free throw line can continue to whittle away at that Benedictine lead. check this. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Park in the second half at the free throw line, 13 of 14. Now, 14 of 15 at the free throw line in the second half. So, that will tell you just how focused this Park team is. You're going to have Matt Austin coming back into the game for the Ravens. Second free throw is good. And we're going to get a timeout. Coach Klein, here we go. Joseph with 1:43 to play. The score, as we go into the timeout, is Benedictine 69, Park 64.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Pirates absolutely giving nothing away here today. And again, in the second half, they are 15 of 16 at the free throw line. Just doing some more quick math. 2, 4, 6, 8, 23. Silver Park, half of their scoring has come at the free throw line in the second half. More than half, over half. Come to the free throw. A minute 43 to play in the game. Benedictine, Scott, Bristol, Austin, Houston, and Kathy. It'll be Saxton to bring it in. And Matt has it in the backcourt. Gets it to Nicier. Nicier, skip pass into the forecourt to Matt. Minute and a half to go. Over to the right side, Scott. Ravens continue to not attack the basket. They just keep laying back. Shot clock 11, 10. Nicier just standing up there holding the ball. Shot clock at 8. Nicier right side with 5. Skips it to the top. Matt with 2, a three-pointer. Nope. And that's a shot clock violation as he does not draw iron. And the Ravens burn up some time, but again fail to help the lead. And in an offense-defense switch, Matt Austin comes out of the game at Ahmad Lewis. Back in for Benedictine. It is still a 5-point Raven lead with a minute 5 left. Park into the forecourt. Right side with it is Mathone. He'll feed right, goes up, gets the bucket, Mathone! 69-66. It is a one-possession game with 50 seconds to play. Ravens in the backcourt. Back and in, Saxton. Houston splits two defenders, gets it out on top. And we're going to get a BC timeout. Taking a break. Ravens timeout with 43 seconds left. There are 16 seconds on the shot clock. The score here in Atchison, Benedictine 69, Park 66.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back here to the Nola Gymnasium, where we're coming down to the final moments. 43 seconds of playing in the game. 16 on the shot clock. Benedictine has the ball, leading only by 3. It is a one-possession Raven lead. Here's Matt Austin. He'll drive left. Feeds in the middle. Saxton up, misses the layup. Again, the Ravens have missed so many short shots. And a chance to tie the game for Park. 24, 23 seconds. There's 2 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. Driving in, is it a charge? It's a block. So the Ravens are going to be calling for a blocking foul. And Park will be coming to the free throw line. There will be 19 seconds to play. And there are a lot of people. Augustus, one of the people who would say that was the right thing. You must foul there. Leading by three at the free throw line, they can only score two. They cannot tie the game or take a lead from you. And a foul is a smart play. Climbing to his feet, kind of hobbling around just a little bit, is Rodriguez Marthone. But I got a feeling he's going to be just fine. Rodriguez is a 6-foot senior from Harlem. He's his team's leading scorer, averaging about 17 a game. Here in this one today, Marthone is what? 14 points. He's 6 of 6 at the free throw line. He's in the game for 38 minutes, so he's been out for 1 minute in this game all day. Marthone, first of two free throws is short. His first missed free throw. And before the second shot, we're going to get a timeout because Coach Klein is going to set what he wants his defense to do after the second free throw. Joseph, which probably is the final timeout of the game. We're taking it. 19 seconds left. Ravens 69, Pirates 66.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
I have a Benedictine Pet Band on hand here today. I'm going to bring a little holiday festive atmosphere to the Nola Gymnasium. Right now, though, these teams paying no attention. I bet they can't even hear the band. They are so focused on this last 19 seconds of the game. As we return, it will be one more free throw coming up for Park University and Marthone. Marthone, the leading scorer on this team. He is the highest shooting percentage on this team. He is the assist leader on this team. Again, been in there for 38 to 39 minutes. This free throw is good. And we have a two-point game. It is 69-67. Ravens get the ball in play. Here's Bristol in the forecourt. And I thought he was going to try to get it to Cruz down here, but he got fouled before he could get rid of that ball. Now, let's do a little research. Let's see how much research, really, that Coach Klein has done. Jaden Bristol at the free throw line this season is a good free throw shooter, 81.8%, but they're not at the line yet. That was only team foul six. They will not come to the line until the next one. Now the Ravens are going to throw it away on the inbound. Or is there going to be a foul? They're going to call a foul, as they say. Somebody got a bear hug on out there. So the foul is going to be on Jamarcus Hudson. And that will put Benedictine at the line for the 1-1. We're down to 12 seconds left. By the way, DeMarco Hudson out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. He is a 6'3" freshman. Are we getting another timeout? Coach Moody wants to know, is Coach Klein calling a timeout? The official's like, look at Coach Klein, are you calling a timeout? And he says, yeah, okay. Which is probably a pretty good idea. With that said, Joseph, I've worn you down to about a frazzle long enough. Let me see if we can't hang on to it right here. We'll keep you up to speed with things going on around it. The Heart of America Athletic Conference. And see if we've got any updated scores going on here from around the conference on the guys' side. What is today, the 11th? We'll roll down here to today's game. Well, I'll tell you what. Almost all of them are over, but this one, these are so good. You got Venerbo to beat the Mount Mercy in a non-conference game, 88-69. It was Central Methodist over Missouri Valley this afternoon, 79-72. Other finals, Peru State over Grandview, 69-60. Mid-America at home defeats Evangel, 76-72. Other games still on. You've got Clark leading Culver with a minute 29 to go by 3. And with 3:50 to go, you've got Penn leading Graceland 81-74. So a little 7-point lead for them right there. That said, we're going to get back at this one here. That's an old one. See if I can find where I'm at. Here we go. 69-67. I forget how to do that, but it'll work. Here's a free throw. It's up and good for Jaden Bristow. That's a big free throw in that the most Park could do now is tie the game. One more by Bristow makes it a 2-possession lead. Jaden shoots, gets it. Big clutch shot, 71-67. Driving in, the Ravens are going to fall away. The shot is up and missing. The follow shot is up and missing. The clock keeps running. The follow shot is up and good. Ravens are going to get the ball in play, and we get a foul called. Park will commit the foul with 1.6 left. And again, the foul is going to be on Hudson. They brought the freshman in expressly to do that. So we will walk to the Benedictine end. Coach Moody is going to take another timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. 1.6 seconds left. The Ravens lead 71-69. That last shot was by Ernie Miles. So Ernie has 10 points in the game today. And we got 1.6 left. 71-69 Benedictine. Ravens taking this timeout. Kind of getting everybody all on the same page here. This is Benedictine's final game of the 2021 portion of their schedule. Now, the Lady Ravens have some games yet before the first of the year, but for the BC men, it ends here today. And it's what is a long and probably for the coaches and probably for the players and probably even for the fans, a very long hiatus as we get into the new year. But starting, I believe, on the 2nd of January, it starts coming fast and furious. So Jaden Bristow needed 6 assists coming into the game today, and so far he has 3 still. So it is going to be after the first of the year before Jaden is going to be able to move to the 600 assist plateau. And now the officials are going to change the clock. They're going to make it a 2.6. So they put another second on the clock. For BC, left side of the lane is going to be Nicer, and the right side of the lane is going to be Ahmad. Free throw shooter is Jaden Bristow. And back standing at midcourt, Saxton Thuston and Tyson Caffey. And now, what's going to happen? Now the Ravens are going to bring everybody back. So, coaches, as a matter of fact, moving 2 guys all the way into the backcourt. Bristow comes to the line for a pair of shots, and now Park is going to send 3 guys back, and the official says, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't do that. You must be down here. Well, it's a valiant effort. I admire the chutzpah there, but you can't do that. Here we go. First shot up. Yes. Jaden Bristow. He's hit 3 consecutive big free throws here in the last moments of the game. Ravens up by 3. This one, they're up by 4. It is 73-69. 2 seconds. Half-court shot at the buzzer is no good. Final score this afternoon. The Benedictine Ravens, 73. Park, 69. And we'll return to summarize this for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here. Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus, where this afternoon in the second game, the Benedictine men, well, battle tough, back and forth ball game. Ravens led by, or rather trailed by one at halftime, but were able to power from behind, push a lead to up to 15 with just under 10 minutes to play. And then Park, not giving up, battled back, cut the Raven lead all the way down to, 2 points in the last seconds of the game. And the Ravens able to persevere today. Let's recap the scoring, first of all, for the Pirates. They were led today, as they are so many times, by Corey Reeves. He had 17. Rodrigue Marthone with 15. A dozen for Quez Williamson. And Ernest Miles had 10. So 4 Park players in double-digit scoring. Rounding it out, then it was 6 for Augusto Hausman and Ricard Baptiste with 5. For Benedictine, how about this? So all you got to say is Matt Austin, right? What a game by Matt. 29 points this afternoon. Coach, coming up here. I reached out and picked up my pencil. 29 points, Matt Austin. Tyson Cathy with 11. So for Benedictine, a couple of tremendous efforts there. Hey, Coach. Yeah, are you hearing anything at all? Because
I can hear you.
Yay.
Can they hear us?
Yeah, well, maybe. I think so. Okay. They got to be listening. They got to be exhausted. I bet you're exhausted. That was a heck of a game.
That was a heck of a game. You're right. We're in a really, is this court moving?
Oh, yeah,
there,
you know.
It's okay. I'm stepping up.
There we go.
How about our division? Our division is so loaded. Every night, I just told the guys, every night's going to be like this, I think. I mean, if you're going to be in a dogfight every night in the South Division, and I'm sure there's a few in the North that are pretty good too, but this was a really good win for us. That's a very good Park team. We have been in a little bit of a funk, lost 4 of our last 5, had a lot of confidence issues, but the guys the last 2 days in practice, they just bought into getting better. I talked to them today and actually the last 3 days really about, and I know this kind of coach speak, but we were so focused to start this year on outcome, you know, like win or loss, like so focused on the end, the outcome. And in any good team. You've heard it, I'm sure, on all these 30 for 30s and all this other stuff, but it's about process. I mean, it's about, like, getting better. It's about going through it on a day-to-day basis and finding ways to get a little bit better. And I thought our guys, since we lost the last one at Evangel, you know, kind of in a tub, we all felt they're all mad at each other, but they dug in the last 2 days in practice and found a way to beat a really good Park team that I don't think is going to have a lot of losses when it's all said and done. So we'll take this one.
How about Matt Austin? They don't get much better than him. He was fantastic tonight.
I mean, he, and honestly, like, I've had to learn how to coach him a little bit, you know, meaning, like, you know, Matt's not probably the best defender we have on the team, you know, with athleticism and things, but he works hard. But goodness, when a guy can go for 29, you don't really care. I mean, you know, you can sacrifice a little bit of that defense as long as you keep feeding him the ball. And you know, he's so confident. We've talked a lot about minutes. You know, I got to get him above 30. I got to try to get Eric above 30, although he only got to 25 tonight. You know, so I think that when Matt's on, Coach Peter likes to use the word cooking. When Matt Austin is cooking, we got to beat him. We got to get him the ball. And I thought he did a really good job. But honestly, like, contributions, I thought the bench played really good today. You know, I mean, Ty came off the bench, played well. Ahmad Lewis comes in and plays well. You know, we're down two guys. Chris Jackson had to leave for personal reasons and go back home to Dayton. Jaden Temme's out with a blown ankle. You know, so, like, we're a little down here, and guys stepped up, man, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, you were talking about Ahmad Lewis. You mentioned a lot of times you make that offense-defense switch and you're able to bring him in. But I thought he did a lot of things for this team. I mean, even offensively, he scored some points. I mean, I'm excited with the way he's grown on this team.
Agreed, 100%. I'm glad you noticed it. I mean, you know, we've noticed it in practice. He's just so much more confident with his shot from three and kind of decision-making and knowing what to do. And, you know, I think he's settling in a little bit, which is a good thing because he's still got, you know, I guess he's still got four to play if he really wants it. But, you know, he's still going to have him for 3 years, so we're excited.
Coach, now the problem is the guys are playing pretty good. They're feeling pretty good. They're coming up this one, and now we kind of hit the wall.
Yeah, it's not a problem, though. We need rest. We need a break, Tom. I mean, you know, everybody in America starts the first week in September. You know, basketball is like, nobody understands how long basketball is. And then the travel, you know, it's not like football where you have 11 games and five of them are at home. And, you know, like, we're on the road all the time. You know, we're practicing all the time. It's weird hours. So this time of year, everybody's cooked. I mean, you saw those two teams out there at the end there, the last 5 or 6 minutes. Like, they're cooked. So we need a rest. We're not going to do anything until December 27th. They're going to get 13 straight days. And I'm sure they're going to lift, of course, and do their thing at home. And they're going to stay in shape. But we need mental and physical health days, if that makes sense. And so we're going to do a team Christmas dinner or something on Monday, but finals are over Tuesday, and we're not going to see them back on campus until after Christmas.
8-5 going into the break, and 2-2. It's just, this is a great game to maybe spring into the second semester because you're going to have to, you got these great teams, you're going to have to hit them flying.
I mean, we got CMU on January 2nd, and they're close to being the best team in the league right now. I mean, they're playing so well. So, you know, hopefully half their team's ineligible after the first semester. And then, just kidding, we'll be fine. But, you know, I'm excited. Like, I just, you know, sometimes you got to get back to just kind of your fundamentals and you know, people out, you know, listening to my voice, like, that locker room the last couple weeks has been a very down place. I mean, these guys were, you know, really put a lot of value, almost too much. I'm going to kind of preach here a little bit, but, you know, athletes, especially college athletes, their entire life up to this point when they're 22 or 23 has been, you're a basketball player. You know, and they value their self-confidence, their self-worth on, like, whether they're playing well, whether they're playing at all sometimes, like, valuing their self-worth. So, you know, we've had to really work hard on the mental side with this group of the expectations were so high, we didn't really perform the way we thought for the first 13 games. But tonight, they battled through that, and I'm very proud of them for that. So if we can take a step in the mental part and then continue to get better, get a little rest, come back, have some fun, I'll put this team up against anybody. You know, and we got 15 league games left. Let's go make a run. That's January and February is going to decide everything about what happened.
Conference winner this season has 5 losses?
Say that. Yeah, that's a good question. I said that in the office the other day. I think it'll be 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think that William Penn's going to do what they do. You know, we went 24. Nobody's going 24-0. I mean, like, I do. I think it's going to be, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6. And, you know, you just got to grind. I mean, you got to try to get better. We got some really good players, man, and I love them. And they play hard, and they play hard for their school. So, you know, I'm excited to kind of see how it shapes up.
Coach, congratulations on this win. We wish you and your team fabulous holiday season, and take a minute, put your feet up, and we're ready to go come January, man.
Yeah, man. You too. Have a Merry Christmas. Everybody listening, have a Merry Christmas and enjoy time with family. Stay healthy, and we'll see you on the other side of January 1.
There you go. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys after an exciting come-from-behind win here today over against a good Park University team. Hey, that pretty well wraps it up from here. A little quick look at the little score sheets. Opening game today, the Benedictine women coming away with an impressive win, 84-58. Second game, the BC Guys with a thrilling 73-69 victory. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Till we greet you next time for our man Joseph. He's doing it all in the Care Radio Sports Studio from the NOLA Gym. Tom Katz saying so long and happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.